Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Wednesday to you as we continue on Sports Map Radio. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day. I'm going to give it to Terry Killens.
Terry Killens, okay.
You've heard of him.
Yes, but give me the context. Who's Terry Killens?
Terry Killens, he's an NFL official who was announced to be a part of the officiating crew for Super Bowl 58.
Right.
And in doing so, he will make a bit of NFL history because he will be in a club of one, the first and only player to have both played in a Super Bowl and serve as the official in a Super Bowl.
So do we know anything about his backstory? How did he decide to become an official after an NFL career?
I don't know how he decided to become an official. I mean, he was just a backup linebacker, but he was part of that Titans team that lost to the Rams. Speaking of, we were just talking about exciting finishes in the Super Bowl.
That was really good, yeah.
That was an exciting finish in the Super Bowl. He did register a tackle in that game on the special teams side. But, yeah, I mean, he's now going to be officiating. And I don't know, the way I think about it is, like, would NFL players have more respect for him? Because he's been on the other side of the ball, so to speak. Like, he's competed at the highest level.
It's a good question, but when you put that in context, what do you mean by respect? Like, what would they do to him differently?
Yeah, I don't mean...
Like, it's not like the NBA where you chat up with the official.
Yeah.
Like, they don't talk to the official, much.
Yeah, I don't know where I would be going with that. I'm not really saying they wouldn't really challenge or argue his calls on the field, but, you know, or maybe, I don't know.
I think if you feel like you've been wronged in a moment, I don't think a guy that played before your time, because remember that was Super Bowl 34. That's 25 years ago. It's not like it was Super Bowl 57. You know, like that he played and then he became an official.
I just want to see him get another tackle this time.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But this is an amazing accomplishment because you don't normally see that. Like, we don't have former baseball players become umpires.
No,
and you know you've got to have a little. It's a little like, let me just give you a little insight here. A lot of businesses that these guys get into, like let's say you're a player and you played for, I don't know, New Orleans, right? And then you're done. And let's say you want to have a business, you want to open up a restaurant or you want to be a real estate agent or whatever it is, man, the doors are wide open for you, right? They like, people want to help you. They want you to be part of this. They'll teach you. I know former players in Denver that became investment bankers, but a lot easier to be an investment banker when a former Bronco is calling you to invest than Joe Smith out of banking school or whatever it is. So a lot of times these businesses or these careers that these former athletes get into are the road to it is a lot wider and more paved with more opportunity. But I got to think you had to start from the beginning. Like you had to humble, you weren't going to get an automatic, like, oh, you played, so you can just be an official. You had to start from the beginning.
You had to work your way up to this. Just because he played and he knows the rules doesn't make him an official.
Right. So, and they're not going to pave it easier for you because it's too important of a position for you to make sure you get it right. So you had to kind of go, hey man, I got to be willing to start all over again with no breaks, with no, you know, nobody's kissing my behind to give me this opportunity like I would be in other fields. You know, it's really easy for a guy to slap his name on a car dealership, right? And people go, well, I'll buy from Mike Jones, former cornerback of my favorite NFL team. He sells Subarus. But when you want to become an official, you got to start like everybody else. So good for him. That's a great accomplishment. That's a great achievement. And as you mentioned, he was on the Titans team that played in the Super Bowl 34. That was 25 years ago. So he's in his 50s, right? Late 40s, late 50s.
Yeah.
So good for him. Good for him to find a second career and earn his way into the Super Bowl officiating crew. That is a really good story. So, all right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony, is the future is now. Here's another reason why that you may need to cut the cord if you haven't done so already.
All right.
So we know that the NFL, maybe they're the first sport to really go exclusive streaming. You know, the Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, and then obviously we had the first NFL playoff game exclusively on Peacock. The WWE is now getting into that, Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
After I don't know how many years Raw has been on cable television, starting next year, starting in January 2025, you can only watch Raw on Netflix.
Netflix is really wanting to get into the sports game.
So they found a way. And it's going to cost them $5 billion over the next 10 years to exclusively show Raw on Netflix.
What? $5
billion? $5
billion. Over 10 years?
Over 10 years.
All right, that's $500,000 a year.
$500 million
a year. That's still a lot of coin.
Yeah.
For Raw. I mean, Raw is popular. I get it. I know their business is great.
It's their marquee show.
It's huge. Those are high money for a product that people desperately want. So I think this is two things. I think this is overriding realization. We talked about it with Peacock. They don't care that you're on Twitter screaming about this. They don't care that you're saying you won't watch.
In fact, they want you screaming on Twitter.
They do. They want you.
That's just advertising. Reminds everyone that, oh, you know what? Raw in January 2025 is going to be on Netflix.
You, me, all the pundits that ripped this apart when the NFL gave the rights to NBC and NBC stuck this on Peacock. The business model is too lucrative to listen to that, to all of us making noise about it.
Yep.
The only way, and I make this clear, the only way, you know what it is? I'm going to put this, because we just had the New Hampshire primary. It's like every year when there's an election and people don't like the candidates and those are the ones that are going for president. You know how you not get those? You get enough people not to vote for those people, right? If you don't, you know, that's how it works. But in this case, if Peacock had gotten 10 people watching it, they wouldn't be on Peacock anymore. But they got 20-something million, which is exactly what they wanted.
Yep.
What they're saying is, you'll complain, but when push comes to shove, you'll get it. You'll hate it, but you'll get it. It's like, think of all the fast food joints. Everybody goes, yeah, man, I hate all the fast food joints. When you need something at 12 o'clock at night, who's there for you? Who's your best buddy when you're hungry at 11:30 on the road, right? It's the same concept. We'll listen to people complaining, but in the end, we know you'll come to it. And that's where they want you to. Netflix has been dying to get into live sports. Been dying. They have been attached to so many little things. They if I remember correctly, Disney Plus had cricket and they wanted to get in on the cricket action. And cricket is huge in some parts of the world. And they wanted a piece of the cricket action, and they were up for that. They wanted Formula One, didn't get it. There was other sports that they wanted, didn't quite get it. This is the first part. Don't be surprised one year if the AFC and NFC championship games are on Netflix.
Yep. So, no, I mean, honestly, right? We could be seeing the end of CBS and Fox and NBC exclusively carrying games on Sunday on their channels. It could be Netflix, Prime, Hulu. In the future, this is where it's headed.
I don't know if we said this yesterday on the show or off the show, because our on the air conversations. But I think I was telling you, Jim Nantz should be the highest paid CBS personality in the whole lineup of anybody that does anything for CBS. Like he's the head broadcaster, lead broadcaster. Him and Tony Romo are the lead talent of their most important product that keeps the network afloat. It's not Ghosts. It's not Bob Hart's Abishola. It is Jim Nantz and Tony Romo are the most important CBS employees. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are the most important ESPN employees by a mile. Not Scott Van Pelt, who has a great sports center. Not Stephen A. Smith, who leads the debate team. Those two guys are the lead faces of the most important product they have.
And then you go down the list. I mean, Mike Tirico and whoever they seat next to him.
Right. Yeah, whoever they seat next to him. The rotating chair of Jason Garrett and Chris Collinsworth. Same with Kevin Burkhardt.
Kevin Burkhardt.
There's nothing on Fox that's bigger than what Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson do on a weekly basis. Nothing is bigger on that network. And naturally, they're going to go, we're going to, if you have to buy something to get it, you have to buy something to get it, kids. That's the way it's going to be.
And that's why when you hear the money that is dished out to them, like when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman made the jump over to ESPN, and you heard what the contract was, and I don't remember, I think it was like, wasn't it like $15 million or something like that? It was like $17 million. And you sit there, and at first you're like, oh, well, for what? Just calling football games? It's like, but yeah. It's just calling a football game that's their highest rated thing week in and week out.
It's literally the most important by a mile, the most important thing they own. There's nothing to compare it to. To get an attentive 20 million plus audience for what you do, where everybody is watching it at the exact same second, that is gold. More than gold.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, rolling along this morning. Good, the bad, and the dumb. Just did the good, just did the bad. That leaves us with the dumb.
Gonna get a little philosophical here.
All right, we're getting philosophical. Go ahead.
Because it's not really dumb. I actually really, really like this, and I contemplated putting it in the good, but I decided, like, you know what? This might deserve its own segment.
All right.
So, the way I'm saying it's dumb is that I don't know if I could do this. So, there's a company called Siggy's Dairy.
Okay? Siggy's or Ziggy's?
It's Siggy. S-I-G-G-I. Right,
like a little slang for cigarette?
No.
Siggy?
Not, well, I guess you can pronounce it that way.
It sounds that way. Okay. It's not spelled that way.
It's not spelled that way.
Okay.
But they're a company that they make Icelandic-style yogurt. Okay.
Okay, this is getting complex. Okay, go ahead.
No, I just want to tell you
what's Icelandic yogurt?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I just want to tell you what this company, what their description is. They are holding a contest where they will be shelling out $10,000 along with other prizes to 10 lucky winners who are willing to participate in their 30-day digital detox program.
All right.
So what this means is you ditch your smartphone for a month.
Okay.
And that's it.
And what do you get out of it again?
Well, it's a couple of things. You can get $10,000. You'll receive a smartphone lockbox. You will be given a good old-fashioned flip phone so that way you can still make calls, plus 1 month prepaid SIM card, and then 3 months of Siggy's yogurt.
I could do this.
Could you?
I could do this. Now, does it mean I can't use my laptop?
No. Yeah, I guess that's where I couldn't find where it says you couldn't use any other electronical things.
Okay.
You just cannot use your phone because their whole purpose is that the average person spends 4-5.5 hours on the phone and they want you to
get
back and look up instead of looking down.
So how do I do this? Because I could do this.
You can sign up. You just enter the contest.
Will. So do they pick you and then you get a chance to do this?
I think so.
Or do you have to write an essay?
I don't know.
Or something like that? I could do this.
Yeah, because you could get $10,000.
I could do this. As long as I have the flip phone, meaning you can contact me.
You can still get calls. You might have to do some T9 texting.
Right. I might have to do that. But I think for 30 days I could do this. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm not. I think I could occupy my brain with other things as long as I could have a laptop and I could look up the stories I like and whatnot. I'd have to, you know. I don't know. I think I could pull this off.
See, the thing where I think about it is, you know, it's, you know, when I'm out and about.
Right.
And I'm wanting to, you know, like if I'm waiting around, it's one of the things I like to do is read stories. You know, if you're, you know, waiting for a table or if you're, I don't know, sitting at some place.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree. It's not going to be easy.
No,
so because
it's not really a dumb because I do like this idea and I love always hearing these stories. Like I remember reading a story about a restaurant in Australia where you put your phones in this jail and whoever reaches for the phone first is the one, you know, if They put it in like a little gel. If you can go the entire meal, you get 10% off your meal.
Oh, see, there you go.
You know, they, you know, people are doing little things like that. And I just found this one interesting.
I
like
think I could do it because
30 days, no smartphone.
I think I could do it because I don't do Snapchat. I don't do Instagram. Like I don't take pictures. I don't take pictures of things. I really just use it. I check Facebook every now and then. I check Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
For breaking news. You're right. I do look up stories and I read stories at various times when I'm bored. But I think if you just told me 30 days, 10 grand, I would always remember the 10 grand and be like, that would be awesome. And I think I don't need to. I think 10 grand is cooler than reading a story while I'm waiting for my doctor's appointment. I'll just grab the 6-year-old motor fitness magazine that is on the table over there, or maybe I'll read Spring Hill Scene and read about somebody's crochet business that just opened up on Main Street.
What are you bringing into the bathroom with you?
Right, that's the other question. Maybe I'll be stopping by some other magazine stores and make sure I have something like that.
But before, I think they're all gone.
I think in the back of my head that if you said, hey, it's 10 grand, which would be an awesome vacation, or you build out something in your house or something like that, I'd be like, yeah, I think I can last, as long as I go into my office and I can read up my stories and check my, I think I could do this. I think I'll sign up for it. This Icelandic yogurt company, I could be 10 grand richer because I think I could pull it off. Don't get me wrong. My wife would completely disagree. My wife would completely disagree because she thinks I'm addicted to it. But I think if I told her, I think I can do it, she'd probably say you can't, and I'll prove her wrong.
Yep.
And but again, my daughter, forget it. My daughter would be out in 10 minutes.
I'm not even that long.
Like, she would probably shake.
I think 10 minutes, there's a line. You remember the movie Dr. Dolittle with Eddie Murphy?
No.
Okay. There's a movie called Dr. Dolittle with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy speaks to animals, right? There's a line that my wife and I say in our house all the time. And it's because he takes the phone away from his oldest daughter. And she just goes, what am I supposed to do without my cell phone? And we say that all the time to our kids. Because, it's like if they can't find their phone, they are losing their what?
But they're more attached to their friends socially through that than I am to my friends who I may not talk to in 3 weeks.
Right.
They
wouldn't even know.
Right? You know what I mean? I see a friend of mine. And we got to get together.
See, I would be hindered because I do a lot of my communication through texting.
Then you would find another way to do it for 30 days. God, not for the rest of your life.
I know.
For 30 days? You couldn't do it for 30 days for 10 grand?
It makes me want to
try. With a laptop?
Yeah.
Like if you just said, instead of sending you a text, I'll just send you an email? Or I'll download a texting program on my laptop that would send you a text with my laptop for 30 days for 10 grand. Of course, you could do it. You could do it.
Yep. I'm looking at the LG.
You're so hesitant. I'm really thinking 30 days. You couldn't do it for 30 days.
I
have an idea.
I
have an idea for you. I know how you can do this. Take your normal Ron Culver 2-week vacation and then you only have to do it for 14 days. How's that?
There we go.
How's that work for you?
Well, I mean, the only problem is the timing. It has to be now.
Right? Okay. Oh, it has to be right now?
I'm looking at one of the dates.
Okay.
You do have to write an essay.
All right, forget it. I'm out. Yeah. I'm not writing any more essays. I'm done. College applications, I was done.
The essay submitted must be between 100 to 500 words.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? Because they don't.
500 words is not
that
bad.
What if you signed up your grandmother for this thing? Your grandmother's like, I don't even know what the. I don't even know how half of this is used.
True.
Grandma, you get 10 grand, I'll split it with you. All you got to do is not use this device you never use anyway. All right, that's fine. That's good. Well, that's funny. All right. Siggy's well done. Well done.
I like it. I like it. So if you are interested, Siggy's.com, you have to enter it by February 15th.
Forget this. I still want to know what Icelandic yogurt is.
Yogurt.
What does that mean?
I know. Is it a dessert?
How different is it from other yogurt? How is it different from Dannon's? I mean, what are we talking about here? Last time I saw Iceland in the news, they were getting a volcano. Does that have anything to do with the yogurt?
They still got the volcano.
They still got the volcano. People were evacuating for a volcano in Iceland. Is that it?
I guess I it's
Icelandic Icelandic yogurt. Is there an animal that's native to Iceland that we don't use and we don't, you know, we don't normally have in our dietary needs? Where would they get the yogurt from? Look at you frantically trying to find this out.
I'm looking at the Icelandic yogurt, which is called Skyr. With Skyr is spelled S-K-Y-R, by the way.
Is that relevant to the Icelandic yogurt? How it's spelled?
I guess that's just what if you because I don't think if you went to a store and said, "Can I get Icelandic yogurt?" they might look at you funny. But if you went, "Can I get Skyr?"
Oh, I can't wait to go to my nearby Piggly Wiggly to tell the 17-year-old if they have Icelandic yogurt, and he looks at me funny, and then I say Skyr, and he goes, "Oh, sorry, sir, I know exactly what you're talking about."
But I guess it's more lactose friendly.
Oh, okay,
that's the big big difference.
I don't eat yogurt anyway, but
no, I don't either. Well, yeah. I'm kind of bummed because I was hoping it was more is like the dessert style because I like frozen yogurt.
All right, yeah, I like frozen yogurt too. I just don't eat regular yogurt.
Yeah,
$10,000 without your smartphone for 30 days. I think I could pull it off though. I think I could pull it off. Now again, if I was 18, probably not. I mean, how are you going to slide into somebody's DMs if you don't have their cell phone?
You have a lonely existence for a month.
How am I supposed to tell Sydney Sweeney that I think she's attractive? Like that Gonzaga basketball player did.
You're going to have to send her an email, which to kids these days, that's as good as snail mail.
That's right. That's very true. Snail mail. Yeah. By the way, I'm having work done on my house for a repair to my guest bathroom. And the company that came in was like, "We only take cash or check." And I'm like, "Check?" I'm like frantically looking through my office for my checkbook. I haven't used my checkbook in like 9 months.
I don't even have a checkbook anymore.
I told my wife, "Do we even have those?" Kicking around, she goes, "Yeah, we got a book. It's in your desk." I go, "Really? My goodness.
How did it get
check?"
there?
She goes, "He said we charge you a 4% credit card processing fee if we use a credit card." I go, "Wow.